In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. This has been an unusual morning. I usually wake up at 5 on Sunday mornings to put the finishing touches on my sermon and then print it out. But no sooner had I turned the computer on than the power went out. And then I was to meet Father Ben earlier than normal here at the church so that we could do Proscuma Dei. This is his first liturgy serving as a priest. And when we pulled in the driveway, we had a tree that had broken in half and blocked the driveway. So I had to call several of the men in the parish to bring chainsaws and to cut it up so that we could park. And Father Ben wisely said when we got into the church, the enemy of our salvation is fighting us very hard on the first day that I will serve the liturgy. So this sermon is not the sermon that I had prepared. Christ talked about four kinds of soil. And when he explained the parable, we find that these four kinds of soil are actually four different kinds of people. Three of the four kinds of people will not be saved. Only one of the four will be saved. When he talks about the first soil, he talks about it as being hard ground, and the birds immediately devour it when the seed falls on that ground. So these are people that are hard-hearted and don't receive the gospel, and no sooner is the seed of the gospel fallen on them, then the devil quickly snatches it away before it can take any root whatsoever. Then he talks about the soil that is on rocky ground or is not very deep. This soil receives the gospel with joy, but quickly, because it has no roots, it loses faith and falls away. And then the third kind, which the fathers say represents most of the people who hear the gospel, that soil has the right kind of soil. It's deep enough for the seed to take root, but there are all kinds of weeds and thorns that choke the seed after it begins to sprout and it bears no fruit. Only with the last kind of soil does it actually bear fruit, and these are the people that hear the word of God and actually put it into practice. And the Gospel of Matthew actually divides that fourth kind of soil into three kinds of people again. So there actually are three different kinds of people who are saved. Christ talked about some that will bear 30-fold fruit, some that will bear 60, and then those that will bear 100-fold fruit. And those represent different levels of commitment. Obviously, the one with 100-fold fruit being those that attain perfection this life, because it's a perfect number, 10 times 10. Now, there are those that interpret this parable, the Calvinist, that say, well, look, there's four different kinds of soil, but can soil change what kind of soil it is? No. So there are those that are hard-hearted and there's nothing that they could do about it. There are those that are shallow and they might respond in some way to the gospel, but they're going to fall away. Then there are those that are not inclined to be devoted. They're going to allow the cares of this life and the pleasures of this life to choke the gospel. And only on the fourth kind of soil are those that will be saved, but the soil can't change, so those are the elect. The problem with this interpretation is this is never the way that the church has interpreted this prior to the coming of the Protestant Reformation. Any analogy has its flaws, and this is a good example that you should keep in mind whenever you read any kind of biblical imagery or an illustration, even in the Holy Fathers, where they make some sort of an analogy. Whenever you hear any kind of illustration, you have to ask yourself, what is the point that's being made, and not press it beyond that, because any analogy is going to fall apart if you press it beyond the intention that it has. What the fathers point out is that we have the power to choose what kind of soil we can be. We can choose to be hard-hearted. We can choose to open up our hearts to the gospel. When the fathers talk about the soil that has the thorns and the weeds, we can tear up those weeds. We can tear up those thorns and remove them from our life. But that requires work on our part. That requires us to actually attentively go to hear the gospel. When it talks about the shallow soil, St. John Chrysostom, commenting on the passage of Scripture where it says, "May the word of God dwell in you richly," points out that if you allow the word of God to dwell in you richly, which you do by studying the Scriptures, studying what the fathers have to say about it, and putting it into practice, you become rich in the word of God. And so therefore, when you encounter any kind of difficulty in life, you're able to deal with it because you've got all kinds of resources to draw upon. Whereas those that are very ignorant of Scriptures, they may have some basic knowledge of the Scriptures, but they don't have much to draw upon. So when they face some sort of a difficulty, they're easily left not knowing what to do. And those are the kinds of people that, as in the parable, although they receive the gospel with joy, will, because they don't have any depth, they don't have any root, will not be able to stand the heat of the day. So it's up to us to open up our hearts. It's up to us to provide that depth for the seed to grow and to take root. It's up to us to take care of these weeds and to remove them from our life, these sins and these things that just distract us from what it is that we need to do. These are the things that we need to remove. And if we will do that, then we will prepare our hearts to receive that seed, and it will bear fruit 30-fold, 60-fold, or 100-fold. Amen.